Hi everyone, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is yield your ambitions to divine guidance, and the Bible reference is from Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Bible tells us how God chose Moses to be Israel's deliverer. However, his ambition got the better of him, and he took matters into his own hands. In Exodus 2:11-22, Moses witnessed an Egyptian maltreating a Hebrew. In anger, he killed the Egyptian and tried to hide the body. The next day, when he tried to intervene in a scuffle between two Hebrews, one of them questioned his authority and asked if he was going to kill him as he killed the Egyptian. Afraid that his action of killing the Egyptian was in a secret after all, Moses fled to the land of Midian. In Stephen's address to the Sanhedrin, as recounted by Luke in Acts 7, he underscores Moses' assumption that his brethren would have recognized him as God's chosen deliverer. Acts 7 verse 25 says, he thought his brothers would be glad that he was on their side and even see him as an instrument of God to deliver them, but they didn't see it that way. Moses allowed his zeal to be clouded and overshadow God's internal process. At the time, he didn't surrender his ambition to divine guidance. He was chosen by God to be the deliverer, all right, but he tried to work things out his own way. It's a mistake a lot of people make. In your life, learn to surrender your ambitions to his divine guidance. Follow God's plan, the divine blueprint. He's more passionate about your success than you could ever be. I discovered this earlier that started out in ministry and it changed my life. Learn to pursue his dream and do things his way. It will take away the stress and the struggle. Remember that admonition that God gave to Moses later when he was to rebuild the tabernacle. He said, see that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Hebrews 8 verse 5. When you follow his prescribed order, you won't have to fight for anything. Success will be effortless. You'd keep gliding from glory to glory. Things are remarkably easy when you follow the Lord's guidance and do things his way. Hallelujah. For further study, take Proverbs 3:5-6, Psalm 37:5, John 16:13. If you're taking the Bible in 1 year, Joshua 23:24, Luke 10:25-42. We are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 108 and Romans 7:12-25. Pastor is just sharing with us, yielding your ambitions to divine guidance. Don't do things your own way. There's a prescribed way a Christian is supposed to do things. By following the guidance of the Spirit, you don't allow yourself and your emotions to rule you as a Christian. You have to follow the set guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you never make unnecessary errors. But if you keep doing things your own way, you keep making mistakes till you actually align yourself with the Holy Spirit and then make things right. Hallelujah. Dear Father, I surrender my ambitions to your divine guidance, and I make every moment of my life count for the gospel. I find joy in pleasing you and working in your perfect will. Thank you for being more interested in my success than I could ever be. A reflection of your unflinching love and overflowing grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye.